Episode 1427, When All Is Silent, What Are Your Actions Teaching?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. It is Friday. Yes. Are you ready to get your weekend hat on? Okay, maybe you're still in the middle of the week because you haven't gotten everything done. We'll take a deep breath. It is the weekend. When all is silent, what are your actions teaching? Yes, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Are you ready to dive in? Let's do it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, too many times we say one thing, but do another. When all is silent, what are your actions teaching? Leadership comes in all shapes, sizes, actions, and words, but our actions speak louder than words when all is silent. If life slowed down enough for you to pause, what would your actions teach? There aren't too many times in our lives that we stop long enough to reflect on what our actions show, how they reflect on us as an individual. We look at our children, and there are times that you shake your head and you're like, I cannot believe they're acting this way. If I wasn't their parent and this was happening, I'd be really embarrassed. Yet they're your child, right? We scratch our heads and we know that actions speak louder than words. However, when it comes to us as an adult, does it really apply? Oh yeah, it's very applicable to our lives, but we don't see it that way. However, you know, you got to remember the depth and the magnitude of what you do is being watched. By little eyes, yes, your children, your grandchildren, people that you influence, bigger eyes like your spouse or your community, and heavenly eyes. God is always watching. Now, most of the time, if we are being watched or we know someone is looking and watching us, we are more what? Conscious of our actions. But silence? What do we do when no one is watching? Get too comfortable and not do our best because we don't have to? Do what is convenient, not what is really up to par to what we know we can do? Maybe we complain under our breath and grumble. Yeah, it's confession day. Own up to it. I've done these. Unfortunately, now you live and learn, right? But we've got to be honest with ourselves. Maybe we make strange wishes about things being different. Oh, if I just wouldn't have had 5 children. Or what if I married someone else? Or maybe you just take a nap and hope it all goes away. Regardless if this is you or another version of what you do when no one is looking, the question remains, when all is silent, what are your actions teaching? If you desire to impact, it's more than your words that matter both to you, to your children, and to the world you touch. Actions speak louder than words. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Actions speak louder than words. Your actions have incredible, immense impact. Not only does it impact those who are watching, but your actions, they impact you, Y-O-U, and that's the most important person in the world, is the impact that it has on you. Think about your health and wellness. With the new year rounding the corner, you might be on a quest to change your nutrition or fitness habits. All of us usually are. Seriously, it's like the number one of New Year's resolutions. But we're not going to get into resolutions and to that topic yet. We're just giving this as an example. So you want to change up a habit when it comes to your health and wellness. It's what happens when no one is watching that impacts you the greatest. Right? When you don't have to get up early in the morning and exercise because you have a whole day off. Does that exercise get done? Or do you get halfway through the day and then you don't feel like doing it? And so you never take the time to do it, yet you had all day to do it. So how can your actions speak louder than words, both with noise and with silence? Well, let's break it down. Number one, do what you would do with eyes watching you. You can't get any simpler than that. If we've got little eyes watching, we've got bigger eyes watching, we always have heavenly eyes watching. So do what you would do with eyes watching you. Don't sit there and sell yourself short, because ultimately that is what happens. When we, kind of sell ourselves short, meaning that we don't go the extra mile, we don't do what we know can be done. We only do our okay. We don't do our best or our better than best. Then who's lacking, really? Yeah, us, me, you. We're the ones losing out. Yes, it does affect the people around us, but ultimately, the greatest influence, the greatest impact is on ourselves. It's crazy how this thing comes back to us. Just look in the mirror, right? Do what you would do with eyes watching you. Number two, keep your heart and mind connected. If one operates without the other, that is a red flag. Trouble, alert, alert, alarm. You've got to keep the heart and mind connected. That 16, 18 inch drop there between the mind and the heart, they've got to work together. And that means what? You want to know in your heart what you want, but you also have to know how to get there, so you need the mind to help. It doesn't work alone. They have to be joined together. Why do you think here at Create You Now, we think about the whole lifestyle, the whole body, mind, body, spirit, all of you. You can't just have your fingers doing their own thing, because what's telling your fingers what to do? The mind. And if you were to take out the heart, then your fingers may be doing something else that the heart wishes it wasn't doing. So you've got to connect it all together. Actions speak louder than words. Do what you would do with eyes watching you. Keep your heart and mind connected. And number three, be willing to go the extra mile for what matters. If you have a boss who says, I'm going to give you a $20,000 pay raise if you do this, and you have this attitude, then you need to be willing to go the extra mile without the $20,000. A lot of us want a reward for our actions. But in all honesty, sometimes that reward never comes. And if it does come, we don't get to see it as the way we thought it would be given to us. That's why a lot of times what? When there's silence, when no one's watching, we grumble under our breath. We say things that we don't mean. Have you ever been driving all by yourself, running errands or on your way to work, and it's just you in the car and maybe the radio's on, and all of a sudden you're replaying in your mind, but out loud, a situation that happened, maybe with you and your spouse, you and your child. And all of a sudden you're trying to reason out your actions to make you right. That's not what God wants for us. We mess up. We all do. I do big time all the time. And I used to have a hard time with that. I really like being right. I really like knowing what I'm doing. And I don't like it when I'm wrong. But you know what? I am wrong. And I have to own it. And when I fail, it's okay, because I know that that failure means greater success later, because I'm learning something. So therefore, it's not failure. Now, this took years to learn and really grasp. And this is something that I believe as parents, as leaders in our home, as leaders in our careers, as leaders in the community, as leaders in our church. We need to be expressing and sharing by our actions, not just by our words. It's easy to talk. And I'm sure you've talked big, so have I. We can all make a little play look like a Broadway musical. But not all of us are made to be the Broadway musical star. We're made to be in the community playhouse. Actions speak louder than words. Do what you would do with eyes watching you. Keep your heart and mind connected. Be willing to go the extra mile for what matters. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That one step is one action. Each step is one action, one decision, one thing that this is what I'm going to do. I want to leave you with an example. Our school does something very special. Our youngest, our G-man, who's in eighth grade, their school, their middle school, adopts an angel child from the angel tree. And they, you know, combine their efforts with a club that has a whole list. And so each homeroom takes a child. And so we have an 11-year-old boy. Now, I can't say that I know what it's like to shop for an 11-year-old boy. I've had three, but my youngest now is 14. So it's been a couple years, you know, a few years, 3 years, since I've had an 11-year-old boy. But I'm like, this will be fun. And so we went shopping. And I asked my son, I said, okay, here's the list. What would you like to get as that boy? And he's like, well, Mom, I don't know what an 11-year-old wants. I was like, you're not much older. And so we kind of laughed about it. And I said, well, listen, sweetheart, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to go shopping as if I'm buying gifts for you. I said, because I may not know this child and this child may never meet me, but I'm treating this child as family. So I took my oldest daughter, who's done with college right now. Well, actually, she's not done with it. She's finishing up final. So we only have like a couple days left. So I kind of pulled her out with me and I said, let's go Christmas shopping for our angel child. And I said, I want you to help me. So she goes, oh, well, this will be fun. She goes, yeah, especially when you're shopping like they're part of the family. I said, you got it. Let's go do it. And we had a blast. Now, I share this with you because actions speak louder than words. I could have gone and cheapened every single thing. I could have gone and to the Goodwill store or gone to a clearance only section. But I went with what this child would really want underneath that Christmas tree. What was he dreaming of? What could we gift him? You see, it's those actions that speak louder than words. And in reality, it actually touched my heart more than what is probably going to touch his heart. Because I know that this is what God would want me to do. I know that I'm leading appropriately. Do I do it right all the time? No, I don't. But in this circumstance, I did it right. What are your actions teaching today? What in your life are you doing that is either saying, I'm all about the grumble dinosaur over here, or no, I'm all about the angel child? Which is it? Which one do you choose? Actions speak louder than words. Now, leading in the home is a tough thing to do, and it can be so tiring, exhausting, because every corner you turn, every hour can lead to a different set of circumstances. You have to be extra flexible, and it can be so frustrating. You literally want to pull your hair out. Hey, you're not alone. I get it. This parenting thing is not for the birds. And that's why we have the children. But they are a blessing. but they're also a lot of work. If you're one who says, I need to kind of work a little bit more, it's confession day, and my heart and mind connected now, it says I need some help when it comes to leadership in the home. If that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Free, complimentary, no strings attached. I am here to support you. So click on that link and that will begin our conversation. We will get a call set up for you. You'll receive an email from me after you fill out that little form. I cannot wait to speak with you. When all is silent, what are your actions teaching? What do you want your actions today to teach? When a stranger watches you, what do you want those actions to teach? When you're in a checkout line, picking up maybe some groceries, a few last-minute items for the weekend. If you're anything like me and it's like the second or third Target or Walmart run within a 48-hour period, I just love those days. Not, but we have them, don't we? Because we forget the one thing we went to go and then something else was added to the list that is really needed, so we had to go back out. But when you're in those lines, what's your face teaching? Did you know your face has a lot of actions? Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror? Do you look like you grimace all the time? Or are you smiling to a stranger? Do you brighten up the cashier's day when you greet them, even though maybe it is your third or fourth run within 48 hours to Target or Walmart? What are your actions teaching today? You matter. So make it matter today. Actions speak louder than words. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.